Okay, very good. Great to have everybody on the call tonight. Very excited. I hope you're getting ready for the holiday season, for Christmas especially, and you're not too far behind on that. I'm hearing from a lot of people out there and a lot of shopping going on, a lot of cards being mailed, and just a good time. A lot of cooking going on, too. That's going to be a lot of fun. So I want to welcome everybody to the call. I consider you dear friends, each and every one of you, and it's just exciting to be with friends at this time of year and every time of the year, but especially it's a very warm time of the year. We've got our house just lit like crazy. It's amazing, and most of the neighbors are participating as well. And I just wonder about those houses that are dark out there, but I don't dwell on it. And hopefully I can meet them over the next year and maybe add some light to their life. So that would be great. We just got back, Kathy and I just got back last week from a tremendous event called Breakthrough with David Wood, who is the senior trainer for Isagenix, and he is just tremendous. He's an Australian and just a wealth of knowledge. One of the things he said, you guys might want to write this down or ponder this at least. He said all of us were born network marketers. We were born to be network marketers. If you remember when you were a kid, we would go out and play, and any kids that came around, they were immediately our best friends. We'd talk to them. We didn't shy away from them. Shoot, we'd take our clothes off, and you know, I mean, it was just just a free-for-all type spirit. And gradually over time, what happens is we sort of build up those walls and we get a little bit inhibited. And but I thought it was real neat to think about that. We are naturally born network marketers, and the more that we actually reach out and talk to people and are friendly with people, just in a really not an assumptive way that they're going to even see Isagenix or talk about Isagenix, but just being good people, that is natural for us. That's the way we were made. That's how God made us. And people love to be talked to. They love conversation. It makes us come alive. And so I was thinking about that comment, and over the last two or three weeks, I've had several children just walk up to me just out of nowhere, somebody's kid that sort of they lost their eye on their kid, and he would come up or she would come up and just start talking about their hair or whatever. I mean, it was just hilarious. And so you enter in the conversation with those kids, and they're just as open as they can possibly be, and they'll say, "What's your name?" And so just very natural for kids to do that. And I think as adults, sometimes we've lost that, and we get into our own little rut of thinking that other people don't want to talk to us, but they really do. And so, you know, these products are so special and so important that I believe, and I have just a calling, and I'm sure many of you on this line do, that we have got to introduce these products to people by being friendly people and being caring people. We naturally want to introduce these products into their lives and watch the products do their magic, and they certainly do on a regular basis. And if people will use them anywhere close to the way they're supposed to be used, then just tremendous things will happen. It's not a day goes by that we don't see a new testimonial, side-by-side pictures, before and after pictures that are absolutely outstanding. And so I wanted to introduce some friends of mine that I've known, I guess, 8 or 9 years, maybe a little bit more than that, maybe 10 or 11 years. I haven't really thought about that, but Jimmy and Vicki Huber are online. And we found each other again on Facebook, and it was just a pleasure to get back together in our lives and to sort of catch up on what's going on and just talk about things of interest. Jimmy's a former official football official, referee and umpire, and knows football, loves football, and so I'm a big football fan. Allen Eagles, our hometown team here, are ranked number one or number two or three in all the different polls nationally, not just in the state, but nationally, and we've been through a gauntlet of phenomenal teams to get to where we're at for the state championship on Saturday. But anyway, we have that in common, but now we have Isagenix in common. And so Jimmy and Vicki, great to have you on the line. Jimmy, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Well, tell us about how we got reconnected and then you're getting on the product and what's going on with you.
We met up on Facebook and we did a former business together. And then when I quit refereeing, I wasn't getting the exercise I used to get running 2 to 6 miles a game. So I gained some weight. And then once I met you and you started telling me about Isagenix, and I saw all the before and after pictures of the weight loss, and you told me how everybody's really feeling well, I had to try it. And we've tried it, and now I've dropped 10 pounds, and now Vicky's on the line. I'll let you tell you about her weight loss.
Okay, that's great. Vicky, are you with us?
I sure am.
Well, thanks for being on the call. I really appreciate that. And you're pretty new to the products here. Tell us when you got started and what's going on with you.
Well, I basically got started about 6 weeks ago by stealing some of Jimmy's product to use.
You got a president's pack, and you stole some out of his pack, right?
You bet. You bet. So, you know, I've got some pretty bad health problems. I was diagnosed in 1988. With rheumatoid arthritis at the age of 30, or now actually 32. So there, I needed to do, you know, I've tried all different types of things to lose weight because that would definitely be a help, and I'm on all kinds of medication. So when Jimmy was telling me about this, I'm like, yeah, we've done stuff before. In fact, I was so skeptical that I didn't even measure myself. And in 6 weeks, I've lost 25 pounds because I went to the doctor today, and I hadn't seen him since I started this. And he was extremely pleased, obviously, and I am too because I've lost almost three sizes in my clothes. I've got to buy some more clothes. So this works. I was so skeptical, but it's awesome, and I'm feeling I've got more energy.
Yeah, good. That's exactly where I wanted you to go there. More energy. Well, that's great. And have you found it difficult to use, or what's your experience as far as the use of the products?
Oh, no, that's the easiest, especially with working and that type of thing.
From the meal bars.
From the meal bars, yeah, I use those a lot for lunch sometimes when I know I'm going to have a dinner at night. The, you know, the shakes fill you up, and I've tried different shakes in the past, and this is by far a superior product.
Fantastic. 25 pounds, and that's a real challenge that you're going to have to buy some new clothes. I know you hate that aspect, right?
Definitely.
Well, I am real proud of you, and you probably got a few more pounds to go, and what's your target weight loss?
Basically around 100 pounds.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, you're a quarter of the way there and off to a great start, so we're real excited for you and proud of you, and you can start sharing that with other people. And I think you had a receptionist maybe in the office that was all ears when she heard about your numbers?
Well, actually, my doctor, when I told him what I was doing, he said that he has another patient that's lost 60 pounds doing that.
With Isagenix?
Yeah, Isagenix. And so when the nurse came in, she said, "Now tell me about what you're doing," and I was telling her a little bit about it. And, of course, since I just really actually became started or whatever in terms of having my name in the hat, what, a week or two ago, I didn't really know how to respond. I told her I would get some information. So I'm going to send her the link for the ISA movie and everything so she can kind of take a look at it.
Okay, and I'll team up with you on that as well, Vicky. And what we'll do is we'll get her out a goodies pack.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll arrange for a three-way call. So you get her isamovie.com and tell her that at the bottom of that first screen that comes up, there's four different options. And if weight loss is her what she wants to look at, go ahead and click weight loss and look at all three videos that are on that weight loss screen right there. So that's great. And if she wants to watch some of the other videos, feel free to do that as well.
Okay.
So that'll be great. Well, congratulations to you guys. Real excited for what's going on. And Jimmy, excited for your 10 pounds and more to go with you as well, I would think.
Yes, sir. At least 50 more.
50 more, okay. Well, that's fantastic. You're going to get so skinny, and everybody's going to ask you, what in the world are you doing? And it's the perfect opportunity. What I say when somebody asks that, I just say, have you heard of Isagenix? Just keep it real simple. And so that's what we'll do. And then arrange a meeting with me. It's an innocuous meeting. It's fun. I'll get to know them. It's just a real friendly conversation. And we'll explain a little bit more about the program and then explain the ways to get started, several of the options to get started. And you'll have some new team members right off the bat there. How would that be?
Oh, fantastic.
Sounds good.
Awesome. Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for being on board. We're real excited to be working with you. And you're some good people, and we love having you on the team here.
Well, thank you. Y'all are too.
Thank you.
All right. Very good. All right, I've got a good friend that I've just gotten to know, and her name is Mary Grogan. And Mary and I have been exchanging private messages and emails and phone calls and everything. So, Mary, are you with us on the line?
I sure am.
Well, I'm so excited to have you on this call tonight. I asked you about 50 minutes ago, so it's sort of a shock. Are you in shock?
I'm just so excited. I'm so excited and so delighted, and I'm really thrilled to be here. It's quite an honor. Thank you for the invitation.
Well, it's great to have you. Now, you're actually not really in our tree or on our team here, but you are. You're welcome here, and we're excited to have you here. But tell us a little bit about your journey and maybe some things that you were looking for in Isagenics and maybe some things that were making you stop and how that's evolved and just some of the mental and emotional aspect of it, if you would.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, like a lot of us here, I was thin and fit through my 20s and 30s and got somehow I got fat and out of shape through my 40s and beyond. Back in 2007, I had a cancer surgery that ended up, it was a successful surgery, but it ended up herniating and requiring a second surgery that was quite debilitating. And I felt so broken and so unwell. I mean, it was just a terrible ordeal. I took a year off work. And again, I think this was 2007. I was in Barnes & Noble one day, and I was looking at a magazine for entrepreneurs. I don't know if it was Prosper or Success or what it was, but Isagenics was the feature story. And I began to read about this up-and-coming young company with a small startup to get started and tremendous opportunity. And I looked at Jim and Kathy Cooper, and they were just so gorgeous and handsome. I thought, these people look like movie stars. This just can't be for real. They just look too good. And I was kind of an old tomboy and a horsewoman for a while and a hippie for a period of time, and then I was a school teacher, and I was just so far off the beaten path of being cleaned up and looking good. It just didn't seem like this was going to be a fit for me, but the name stuck in my head. And after a long, long period of convalescence, and I mean being strapped together around my middle with medical binders and having a disabled parking placard and really feeling hopeless, the name just kind of sprang up again from within. And I did just was such an easy client for someone. I just did a Facebook search with the word Isagenics in it and hooked up with the first woman I met and got started on product. I could not wait because I'd tried everything. I'd tried Weight Watchers and LA Weight Loss and Nutrisystem. I did the FenFen diet, not advised, the South Beach diet, the Zone diet, and somehow I just knew instinctively, I think that something about the integrity of the people that are behind this business blossomed within me, and I knew this was going to be my ticket. And in that first month, I lost 26 pounds, and I don't remember how many inches. My sponsor, God bless her, flew me to, or I guess I flew myself, but she shared her room with me at Celebration so I could get a feel for the culture. And I hope I'm not talking too much.
Doing great.
Okay, well, I have a son who lives in Dubai, and I called my son in Dubai and said, I found my home. This company is going to make me a millionaire, and I don't know how it's going to happen or when it's going to happen, but I believe 100% in the integrity and the goodness of this company. So all of that said, I've been using the product for 18 months. I've lost probably another 9 pounds. I still have too much fat around the middle, and you know what? I was telling you in an email, Tim, I didn't really get what it meant to have an isobody. To have an isobody means that you are using and living and thriving on the use of these products in your body, and you're eating properly, and you're working out to some extent or another. And it's not just body, but it's mind, spirit, soul, personality, emotional well-being. And after working with you yesterday in my first three-way with you, I feel that I have found my voice, and I don't feel so nervous and geeky talking with people about the business, the products, or the opportunity, because I have such a huge love for humanity. And when you can tap into that and stop thinking about yourself and stop praying, God help me, God help me, God help me, which is a lovely prayer, but it's also very needy. If you can step into that place of opening to the presence of whatever your higher power is so that you can be attuned to letting that move through you, people just, it's easy. People come to you. I mean, they've always come to me. They've always talked with me. I feel I've got some good rapport building skills, and now I'm ready. I'm ready to hit this ground running hard and to make 2015 my breakthrough year. So thank you, Tim. And I do want to say that even though I'm not in your downline, that I found you through the Saturday morning webinar calls on the Lean and Clean team with Jay Bennett, immediately resonated with you and your spirit and your teaching and your philosophy. And this is just a testimony to what a great guy you are, that with no profit to you whatsoever, that you would take this little sledge under your wing and show me how to get it done. I'm so grateful.
Well, you are certainly welcome. I'm honored to be working with you. Tell the team what happened yesterday.
Well, yesterday I did a three-way with a woman I've been watching who did a life coach training with me probably in 2011 or 2012. And just by virtue of the social media posting, she said, what are you doing? Can I have some information? And I believe I sent her to the ISA movie, Enterprising Women, under the Wealth Building tab, and just told her, I'm new to this. Do you mind if we follow up in a phone conversation? And if I get the two of us on the phone with my mentor, Tim Darnell, because he is fantastic. And this woman was ready. Tim, you found out more about her in the first 5 minutes than I ever knew. I didn't know that she had experience with network marketing. You do have such a fun and easy way of building rapport with people. And you did all the heavy lifting, my friend, and she bought a president's pack.
Yay.
So, yeah, that's great.
Well, and you got an $80 PIB today, right? You saw that.
I got an $80 PIB, which was just so needed and so appreciated. I'm so grateful.
Let's get one more. Let's get another one before Sunday night, and that will double to 160. So that'll be fantastic, plus the other PIB. So get you some good Christmas money here.
That'd be good.
All right. Mary, thank you so much for sharing with us and being a part of this call tonight and just being so transparent. I really appreciate that. And you've really sort of stepped out of your shell a little bit, I think, just in the last few weeks. And, you know, we talked a whole lot at Breakthrough about so many people are prisoners, and they're just imprisoned by their D-O-U-B-T, by their reluctance, by their fear, just by various factors. And it was brought to our attention that a child is told no so many times by the time they reach 6 years old that becomes part of their subconscious. They hear no all the time when they're trying to do anything. And we as parents, really, I think we need to really watch that, and we've failed along those areas. I watch parents do it all the time when you're out and about at restaurants or whatever, but the parents are constantly telling their kid, no, don't do that, and come back. And it just, you know, that builds up over the years, and after a while you're afraid to try anything. And so we as adults a lot of times are imprisoned by our own thoughts, our perspectives, and not breaking through those walls that we built up psychologically. And I think you know, this is personal development, and this type of business is a phenomenal vehicle for all of us to grow, to get back to that childhood, childlike trust of people and love of people, and to just keep moving forward. So I didn't want to spend a whole lot of time on this call tonight, but I did want to introduce Jimmy and Vicki Hoover, and then Mary. Thank you, all three of you, so much for your sharing on tonight's call. And I want to give you just two ideas here as we go into the holiday season right here. You guys are going to be probably seeing people that you haven't seen in a while, relatives and that kind of thing. And when you really get the art of this business, the art of this business is to be interested, not interesting. Be interested in other people. Be interested, and I'm over-pronouncing that obviously, but be interested in other people, and you will become the most interesting person. And so when you start asking questions about their life and really wanting to know who they are and what they're doing and who their family is and what are their interests and what are their concerns, and just get to know people and let them talk. If it leads to Isagenix, great. If it doesn't, that's great. You've done a world of service, almost ministry to other people when you're interested in them. And so let that be the focus of conversations with people that you maybe relatives or whoever you're going to meet over this holiday season. And from here on out in 2015, let it be natural. Let these conversations just be as natural as they were when you were an adolescent or young adult or even in your, 8 and 9 years old. Have those kind of conversations. And the subject of health and or money or all kind of different things that relate to Isagenix will come up. And I just simply ask people, have you heard of Isagenix? And my goal as a businessman is I want to be the person that introduces Isagenix to as many people as possible. And so when it does come the time for them to go ahead and set up their account, that we're going to be the enroller. We'll be the enroller of their account there. And so that's what you want to do. You don't want to let people out there go without the knowledge of Isagenix, number one. And number two, you don't want them to go to another team. You want them to be with you on your team. So here's what some reminders that I felt compelled that were important to me, and that is with prospects, you're going to have a minimum of 5 exposures with prospects, and that means that you're going to have 5 different times when the idea of Isagenix comes up. A lot of times people are very negative right in the beginning. It's a new idea. They haven't acclimated to it. They don't know what you're talking about. And so the immediate response is a negative response. It's a no, or it's I don't have time for that, or something that may seem might put you off a little bit. But what I can tell you is that repetition reduces resistance. Repetition reduces resistance. And so when the idea comes up a second time, there is less resistance. A third time, there's less resistance. The fourth time, they're going, now why am I not doing this? And a fifth time, it's to say, well, how do I get started? And I've seen that happen easily hundreds and hundreds of times in my business. And so it will happen to you in your business if you'll be patient and realize that people don't warm to a new idea immediately. It doesn't happen. It's not the first thing that happens. They're guarding themselves, and we put up our guards and our obstacles. I do it. I still do it. I mean, if I see a call coming in on the phone that I don't recognize, I'm not even going to answer it. So that's just the way we are. But over time, that resistance reduces. And so pretty soon people start asking really good questions. And the more information they get, they'll realize there's no reason not to do Isagenix. If you're not on Isagenix products, you're paying more to eat than people who are on Isagenix. We pay less for our food. And then when you do like Mary did and you get $80 coming in, offset that with the cost of your food and see how much your food costs now. I mean, you've got Isolene bars that are right around $3 a bar. That's a full meal. That's a meal for $3. You've got an Isolene shake right around $3 for a meal, a full meal. Now tell me where you can eat for less than that or even that equivalent and get near the nutrition that you're getting with these phenomenal products. It just doesn't, it's not available. You can't do it. And so when people finally get over the financial fear, which they have of any new thing, whatever it is, there's always fear involved, a financial fear involved. When they get over that, and then you give them a sample, get the product in their mouth, and they go, you know, that really tastes good. And then if they do an entire shake, they say, you know, I wasn't hungry for like 4 hours. Do an entire bar, I wasn't hungry for 3 or 4 hours. And you realize you start, your energy level starts going up. It just works that way. So prospects, a minimum of 5 exposures before you expect anything. A brand new person, I have several people that I'm working with that are brand new that I've just enrolled in the program, just set up their account, and they've mentioned it to a few people, and there's been negative response. And I said, look, that's real natural. But what they'll be impressed, that person you talk to, they'll be real impressed that you bring it up again. And then again, and then again. And after a while, they'll go, well, maybe there's something to this. I need to look into it. And once they find out the good of it, they'll experience the results that Jimmy and Vicki Hoover experience. And that's standard. That's real. That happens every single day. I get calls every single day like that. So that's not the exception at all. And it's just a real exciting thing. And by the way, obesity and overweight, that's the mother of almost every syndrome and every negative, debilitating situation that's out there. And so when you decrease your weight, you have just saved your body from so many different conditions. And so that's where we want to start with people's health, and that's even with people that don't look that heavy. They may not look to be, you wouldn't look at them and go, oh, that's an overweight person. It's those that are fairly skinny. We've got what's called skinny fat, and people that are just chock full of visceral fat, the fat that surrounds the organs. So anyway, getting a little bit off the point here, but let's talk about prospects, a minimum of 5 exposures, and then new associates. New associates. What do we do with new associates? Well, you need to be prepared to spend a lot of time with a new associate, and you're going to have a minimum of 3 calls in the first 5 to 7 days with a brand new associate. The more you've got, the better. That way you can communicate with them. This is all new to them. Everything's new. So the products are new. The compensation plan is new. The back office is new. And you need to spend time with your people sharing with them all of those aspects. So number one is an open-the-box party. The second that that person gets the box, you want to have an open-the-box party with them and go over the components of whatever system they bought. And just make sure that they're comfortable and they understand. You can also get them videos from isaproduct.com that shares how to do a cleanse day, shares how to do a shake day. And those are real powerful videos. And so it just reiterates what you've already shared with them on the Open the Box party. Number two is the compensation plan. And I sent each of you the U plus two, them plus two script that I talked about on Saturday on Jay's call. And that's the script that you really want to memorize that. You want to make that script your own. And I talked about that on Saturday at length. We're actually going to have a party over here at our house for those in this area or anybody who wants to fly in. We're going to be working on that and really getting your chops up, so to speak, what our musicians would say, and to really get good at that U plus two, them plus two, and also your story script. And your story consists of where you were before Isagenics, who introduced you to Isagenics, what happened, what did you experience on the products, and then what you're doing now because of that. So it's four. It breaks down into 4 areas. And then when you learn how to do 2 to 3 sentences with each one of those areas and convey your personal elevator story in 30 seconds or less, then you have really mastered the art of not throwing up over people with way too much detail. That's the tendency that most people do, way too much. And so you come across like you're salesy when you do that. So just tell your real story, what happened to you, and that'll be very profound for the people that you meet. Then the third thing, so you got the open-the-box party, you got the compensation plan, you plus two, them plus two, and then you also want to share with a new associate a tour of the back office. Now, that involves 2 areas specifically of the back office. Number one is the team tree, and you want to show them how they can access and see who's in their organization and what's going on under them. And today, Julie Devine, a good friend of mine from years and years ago, we went through her tree, and she already had a bunch of people, I think 7 people under her already. And so that's real eye-opening to a brand-new person. She hadn't put a single person there, but there's already 7 people under her. and then also how to modify auto ship and how to adjust your modify your auto ship in your back office. Make sure they're very comfortable with that. Julie was adept at it. She was all over that because she's really good at the computer. Not everybody is good at the computer, so you want to spend some time with them. Take time. If they're slow with that, you got to be patient and just work with them till they get it. The more they use it, the more they'll start flying around in their own site. And show them some of the areas. Today we bought some clothing from Isagenics and some beautiful just workout clothes and that kind of stuff. That's in your back office, and you can access that in your back office. And so that makes a great Christmas gift, especially for people that are in the business. And so just be aware of that. That back office has so much information. You could spend days back there and never touch how much information. You got every logo that you could possibly ever need for print or the web, emails, whatever you need. All those logos are back there, and you can access those free of charge. They're professional. They're beautiful JPEGs, and that's just an example, but you've got all the information that you need. Today we had several situations come up about particular ingredients in products and then also different conditions that people had. And so what I did was I sent people to, number one, isaproduct.com for the ingredients, and then isagenicshealth.net, a powerful site. In fact, that was the better site today for both of those particular questions, and there's a search bar in there. It was a particular ingredient that somebody was questioning, and then the other was a particular condition that a woman had, and so you type those in there, and it'll bring you right to an article that's relevant about those, whatever those the question is. And then if it gets too heavy product-wise or condition-wise, then you definitely want to send them to Dr. Ina Nozek's call. There's two a day. They're absolutely fascinating. If you hadn't been on one of those calls yet, go into isaproduct.com and find that call information. It's also in isagenicshealth.net. And get on one of her calls and just be a fly on the wall and listen to it. It is really intriguing stuff. You'll learn a ton about our products, about how to use them, about certain circumstances, about ingredients, and how Dr. Ina handles all those situations, some of those questions. You'll be a lot smarter for having done that. I do it for entertainment sometimes. It's so fun to just to listen to the way she handles all those calls. So with that being said, if you want to take yourself off mute and you got anything you want to say, I'd always open it up right at the end of the call, and we've had a good call, especially with the guests on tonight. But anything that resonates with you, anything you'd like to say or anything that's happening with you, that would be great. I do want to put a plug in for NYKO that if you haven't been to Isagenics Events in Facebook, just type that in the search bar, Isagenics Events. You want to join that group because there's a lot of people selling NYKO tickets, even though it's sold out. If you wanted to get one, you could get one back there, I think, pretty surely. I saw about four or five different people selling today, and I wasn't monitoring very closely at all. So that would be something just for your knowledge about, you know, what's available, what's not available. It's been sold out for 2 months now, which that gives you a clue about the growth that we've got here. But with that being said, if you take your phone off mute, and we'd love to hear from you, any comments or questions that you may have, and we'll close the call out. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say that one thing I'm planning on doing is wearing some of the workout clothing to the gym because it gives you an opportunity to talk to people a little bit and, you know, especially if they comment on anything about workout or to talk to them about that. And it's kind of a way to have an opener in air. If she likes to take her oxygenic water bottle too, just even if she doesn't need to have water, even if it's just her shaker cup or something to put water in it, just to have the Isagenics, logo out there in front of people. So anyway, that's just something I wanted to throw in on that.
That's a great point, and it really does. And you're going to identify yourself as the Isagenics person. You may be the only one in that gym. And this name, although, you know, we've got 127 millionaires now, it's still not known. There, virtually everybody I talk to about Isagenix has never heard of it. And so if you're the one with the logo, wearing the logo, or you got the Isagenix shaker cup or whatever you've got, boy, get that out there, because people are going to remember that. And then when they do hear about Isagenix, they're going to think about you, and you may, you know, enroll you a new associate there. So that's a great point, Carol. Thank you very much. And who else? Anybody else with any other comment? Okay, very good. Well, listen, guys, have a Merry Christmas. Have a great holiday. We do have one more call coming up in about 25 minutes. It's the 15-minute call. If you've got a prospect and you can get them on that call, I'm sure it'll be real positive. That's one of those five exposures that we talked about with your prospect. And that's a great one. That's a real good one right there. It's very well scripted, and the people that do a great job. Almost always good testimonials on there. So that's coming up at the top of the hour, 8 Central, 7 Mountain, 6 Pacific, and 9 Eastern. So if you need that number, you can email me at timdarnellac@gmail.com, timdarnellac@gmail.com. With that being said, my heart is warm. I hope yours is too. I'm just filled with love and light, and I hope you are too. And go out and spread that to everybody around you, and let's build this thing big. I'm so excited about 2015. You guys have a great night.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Blessings. Thanks, Tim.
Beth, thank you.
Thank you, Tim.